Growing numbers of Americans turn to food banks, soup kitchens, and emergency shelters for food. That's a key finding of a new survey. 52,000 people seeking food assistance were questioned last year, and their answers provide a snapshot of hunger in America. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Yesterday in Brattleboro, Vermont, divorced, out-of-work house painter Patty LaVarne picked up groceries for herself and her kids.
Soups and juices, spaghetti stuff and sauce and ice cream, cereals. It's a little mixture.
LaVarne didn't shop at the local Price Chopper. Instead, she went to the free food shelf at the Brattleboro Drop-In Center.
I know for single mothers, it's, you know, really hard for them. And they're not really not getting any support. And the jobs are very scarce here.
Women and single parents are two of the biggest groups getting food from food banks, soup kitchens, and shelters, according to a survey released today. It's a product of America's Second Harvest, which supplies most food assistance programs. Last year, researchers interviewed 52,000 people seeking food. Many have jobs. More than a third of the households surveyed included working adults. Earthrin Cousin is an executive at Second Harvest.
The notion that you can work and work a full-time job and still not have enough money to feed your children and feed your family is a notion that should be alarming.
It's a fact of life for Dana Waterman, a laid-off roofer in Brattleboro. He's now cleaning motel rooms, apartments, and houses and getting food at the drop-in center.
Because the rent's so high, everything's just high, the heat, the price to get back and forth to work, the gas, it's all just too high right now.
Waterman says he makes $800 a month. Rent alone is $750. Gas for the car eats up the rest. More than a third of the people surveyed for Second Harvest said they had to choose between food and rent, mortgage payments, utility bills, medicine, or doctor's visits. This doesn't surprise Suzanne Bauer, who runs the Senior Center in Cadiz, Ohio, which distributes free food.
There was a gentleman I talked to today. He went to get medicine. It was $79 that he would have to pay for, like, a copay. So he just didn't get it. That's just an everyday occurrence.
Bauer notes something else that shows up in a second survey commissioned by Second Harvest. 30,000 food distribution agencies were also questioned. More than 40% said funding problems threatened their work.
Our funding's less now than it was 10 years ago, and we have more and more people to serve. And then with the baby boomers coming on, you know, where's the money going to come from to help these people?
Second Harvest says its survey indicates it's feeding 2 million more people since its last study 5 years ago. The group's Earthrin Cousin blames both the economy and government funding.
Wages for many poor families in America, as well as government benefits, have not kept pace with the cost of food in America.
Cousin cites two examples. A third of those surveyed reported receiving food stamps, but on average, they said, a month's worth of stamps fed them just 2.5 weeks. And a program delivering monthly food boxes to needy seniors has been cut completely from the proposed federal budget. Howard Berkus, NPR News.